For professional athletes and fans alike, the post-game interview is a familiar ritual. But the questions don't always follow the events on the playing field. Sports stars are frequently asked about the news and issues of the day, everything from hot political topics to the latest fashion craze. Commentator Frank DeFort has a different question.
Why are young athletes the only real entertainment celebrities ever held to explain their views on important worldly matters? I can't remember the last time that J-Lo or Brad Pitt or the Dixie Chicks were asked to sit down with Tim Russert to defend their opinions on tort reform and farm subsidies. But athletes are often expected to expound on issues outside their very limited field of expertise. Michael Jordan was particularly lacerated for refusing to express any public opinions whatsoever. Indeed, to avoid taking sides, he once most famously pointed out that Republicans also bought sneakers. Now Tiger Woods has been held up to scorn for failing to call out the Augusta National Golf Club, home of the Masters, for not having any female members. Said Tiger evenly, "They're entitled to set up their rules the way they want." Now, in my experience, you don't need anyone from outside the Augusta National to call attention to the ham-handed ways of that blockheaded institution. The current Augusta chief, a gentleman who is actually called Hootie, has already blustered on about how no fool women are going to pressure his precious club into any mad revolutionary change. But it was Woods who was lambasted for being a coward and a hypocrite for not supporting women, as sure as other folks had once stuck out their necks to get the minority likes of him into restricted clubs. African-American athletes in particular are expected to both sound off and to be benefactors. Jim Brown, the great running back, who was surely never any shrinking violet, has been most vocal in criticizing contemporary black athletes for playing it too safe lest they put their endorsements at peril. But most athletes are just that, talented bodies, and however engaging they may be, they simply do not want to get drawn into controversial territory. They are more accessible, too. Unlike actors and rock stars who are cocooned behind bodyguards and consent only to interviews where all subjects this side of their new release are off limits, athletes even have microphones shoved into their faces when half naked. As a journalist, I do hate it that most modern athletes are so bland, but they're very young and pampered, and maybe reticence isn't just a pose. Fred Zinnemann, the old movie director, was once asked what an actress was really like. "What makes you think she's like anything?" he replied. But as an offshoot of the Augusta National brouhaha, it did make me think again how women's golf lags so far in popularity behind women's tennis. But you see, women's tennis was always accepted by men. Oh, now, maybe not quite equally. Let's not get carried away. But women became part of the big tournaments way back in the 19th century. Clubs did not make tennis women second-class citizens, as so many golf women have had to be, and even now. The greater irony of Augusta National is not that it is discriminating against women, but that in its hide-bound old way, it is hurting the very thing that it professes to love, golf. But as Tiger said, they're entitled.
The comments of Frank DeFord, the senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.